Good evening, everyone. Broadcasting live October 26th, 2015. Tonight we're not going to do the Dhammapada. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. I don't think I'm sick, but I didn't get around to looking at the Dhammapada, and probably going to call it an early night. And there's a couple of people visiting here and downstairs, so. Yeah, nothing tonight, and tomorrow night as well. Tomorrow is the full moon, so officially end of the rains. We enter into the cold season officially. And tomorrow evening I will be at Stony Creek doing an official ceremony to with the other monks there to leave the rains. It's not even a ceremony to leave the rains, it's just we ask forgiveness from each other, basically. We give a permission to the others to criticize us. It's kind of a nice ceremony. Maybe I'll take them up on it and start criticizing them. It's something you never do. No one ever actually goes ahead and criticizes, but I think I'll maybe joke about it or something with them. Start telling them all their faults. We're talking all this talk about criticism. Tomorrow's the one day of the year where it's open season on everybody. You're supposed to be allowed to criticize each other because you invite each other to criticize. But no, they're good guys. There's nothing major to criticize. So we'll take some questions. I don't think there's that many. We got a few here. And then, yeah.
I have a question on where you ask forgiveness. Is it actually they want their forgiveness, or is it more important for the monk to open up criticism? Well, we got a lot of reverb.
Yeah, you're using open speakers as well. I'm sorry, I didn't really catch what you said, but I need to have it on because I need to record what you're asking.
Let me turn mine down. Yeah, I'm just wondering what the intention is with when you're asking for when you're opening yourself up to criticism. Is it, what is kind of the intention of that?
Well, to end the rains on a good note, so that there's no hard feelings and no pent up resentment. Just to be accountable to each other and to clear the air. Because you've spent 3 months together, theoretically. I actually haven't. I've spent a lot of it away, but having spent 3 months together, usually a lot of stuff can happen. You can build up animosity. So in the end, you invite each other to clear the air. You accept other people, the problems other people have had. You listen and you accept and then let it go.
Seems like a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
We do have some questions. I only have you of an Apple iPod, but I do have Chrome. Would I be able to use me with this? Would I also need you?
I think you can get Hangouts for iOS. So you don't use Chrome, you'll use Hangouts, Google Hangouts. So as long as they have that for Chrome, which I think there is, then
makes sense.
Oh, and Nikki posted, but I did talk to her, so that worked out fine.
Hello, Bhante. Sound in my head, which is caused by concentration, gets sometimes very strong and continues for a long time. Is it normal? Thanks.
It's not normal, but we're not concerned so much about normal. It's real, and that's all that's important. So it's a sound, and you should say hearing. There's not really a normal You know, what would that mean? Everyone gets it. Everyone has different conditions. So everyone will ask that sort of question. Is this normal? Well, there really is no normal. There's you and there's what you're experiencing. So it doesn't matter whether it's normal. A normal, abnormal is just a judgment call. When you hear, you should say hearing. Just let it go. Acknowledge it for some time. If it doesn't go away, then just ignore it. And then if it drags your attention back later, you can always go back and acknowledge it again. If you dislike it or you like it or whatever, worried about it, afraid of it, you should acknowledge all of that as well.
Could the monks who live in the forest be in danger of animals' attacks?
Yeah, I mean, pretty obvious, isn't it? I guess, is there more to that? Because a monk, the sense that monks, their state of mind is more calm, so they're less liable to be attacked by animals, but it certainly happens. Crushed by an elephant, gored by a wild pig, eaten by a lion or a tiger, killed by mosquitoes. Yeah, a lot of death by mosquitoes.
Does that happen today, forest monks? Is it common?
There aren't that many forest monks, but there's also not that many wild animals anymore. So depends which country. Sri Lanka still has some, but snakes would probably... Number one would probably be mosquitoes. Nah, I don't know about death from mosquitoes, but yeah, there's probably death by mosquitoes, death by snake bite, and death by disease, probably the worst. There's a lot of bacteria in the rainforests, and yeah, maybe not the most, but it is up there, like in infection and fungus, it's just really awful stuff in the rainforests.
In this area, ticks are a big problem. Lyme disease is originated in this area, Lyme, Connecticut.
Oh, I see.
Bhante, I teach at the Book Center in Second Life, and I've been spreading the word about our meditation group and study group and so on. Since they go to the Buddhist Center, I thought it would be a good thing to let them know. Is this appropriate? The members are Zen Buddhists and do not adhere to a certain tradition of Buddhism. Also, would it be able to stream the live stream to the public so they can listen to them there in Second Life? Thank you.
I mean, I don't really think we want people from other traditions coming to meditate here. It really should be our tradition. That's my feeling. I think I'd rather stick to our tradition. But if they want to listen to the live stream, that's absolutely welcome to. But, I mean, we haven't required it, but I think we'd encourage that. You're coming here, you're practicing our tradition. That seems, I don't see a reason to go outside of that. Because it will just get weird otherwise, especially in the chat box.
Yeah, then you'd have to be like the monk in the movie that the students were watching there with a Korean students. Weird stuff happens. Can you talk about today's book?
Yeah. Sorry, I gotta go. I just came on to say hello tonight.
Thank you, Bhante.
Yeah, sorry guys. But thanks for showing up. Thanks for meditating with us. Keep up the good work. Darwin, I'll try tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow... You have a session, right? What time is that? Everyone go to Darwin's session in Second Life. If you can post it in the chat there, let us know. I'll try to make it. Okay, anyway, good night, everyone.
Good night, Bhante.